Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to iBloom Radio, the show to reach out, to encourage, and to empower others to step into their divine purpose, to share the love of God and see you bloom into what God has called you to be. Again, welcome to iBloom Radio. And now, here is your host, Ladima Byrne.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Monday night, Blooming God's People. I am so excited to be here. I am your host, Ladima Burns, author, speaker, spiritual life coach, the visionary and CEO and founder of iBloom Movement and Radio. My passion is to reach out to encourage and empower others to know that there is healing and hope in spite of your brokenness or anything that you have been through. As a wife and mother of two, family and spiritual strength within the home is important to me. I set out to reach churches and ministries to help them impact communities worldwide. It's my divine purpose to share the love of God, to see you bloom into what God has called you to be while sharing your message with the world. And iBloom Radio is a part of the iBloom movement to give God's people the platform to share what God is doing within their lives, ministry, and business, to give you, the listeners, encouragement, empowerment, to bring you hope and healing, and to help you see God's divine purpose for your own life. As a self-published author of my book, Beauty for Ashes, I share my story how through molestation, rape, broken family, drug addiction, my own broken marriage, my son and I dying three times with me holding on to only 1% chance to live and days away from being pulled off of life support, how Jesus came and took me to show me a glimpse of heaven and hell, and how he raised me up on the third day, totally healed my body and gave me new blood. Through all the brokenness, God was with me, giving me beauty for the ashes of my past life. And I just want to praise God for today. Praise him for how faithful he is and how true he is. We are not worthy to be, he has grafted us in to be a part of his family, to be his children. And I am just so blessed and so grateful, you know, for what God has given us as believers. And so tonight I am very excited about our guest, Felicia Lucas. She is coming to us tonight to share Make It Happen, Moving Towards the Best You. And so, Felicia, are you there?
I am. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, my friend. If you would, share with everyone who you are, what it is that you do, and who it is that you reach to and help.
Okay. Well, first I want to say thank you so much for having me as a guest on tonight. And my name is Felicia Lucas. I am an international best-selling author, so a speaker, a coach, and a publisher. And what I do primarily, my target audience is young people, youth and young adults. I primarily help empower them to be their best selves possible. I also, as a publisher, my role or my quest in life is to help individuals professionally and affordably get their story told into the world with as much help as I can give them as possible to make that process easier. So my clients, I have, you know, a range of clients. But the primary audience I serve would be young adults.
Amen. And that in itself is such a blessing and such a gift to be able to help people share their stories and get, you know, what they have inside of them out. So we're just going to take a real quick break because I want to get back from the break and allow Felicia to share what it is that she needs to share on tonight's show. And so we're going to take a quick break and hear from a couple of our sponsors, and we'll be right back with Felicia Lucas.
God has chosen you for greatness. Accept his decision. Renowned author, speaker, and entrepreneur Andrea M. Smith, along with Restore Such Ministries, has been touching the lives of hundreds of women everywhere with a message of hope, faith, and encouragement. Through her first published renowned work, Restore Such a Woman, she has done so and continues with her new book, The Process Matters, coming soon. Get your copy today at Amazon.com and book Andrea M. Smith by going to the website www.restoresuchministries.org or call 1-800-628-8791. That's 1-800-628-8791. Let your healing begin today and give yourself the permission to succeed.
Are you ready to know God in a new and more personal way? There's a church experience waiting just for you. Fountain of Living Waters Church is a Bible-based ministry that connects with God through His Word, prepares disciples to share the good news of Jesus Christ, and then releases them to be the light in a sometimes dark world. Come fellowship with us and receive life-giving power as we connect, prepare, and release. Follow us on Facebook at Fountain of Living Waters Church and join us for service at 9 a.m. Sunday morning. Remember, once you drink from the fountain, you will never thirst again.
We are back with my guest, Felicia Lucas, and she is sharing tonight her message, Make It Happen, Moving Towards Your Best You. So if you will, Felicia, just go ahead and just share with us what all you want to share with us.
All right, yes. So a lot of times people ask me the question, why did you write this book? Why did you feel it necessary to share with the world? And my response has been that I feel that it's important that when we have experienced various things in life, I think it's important that we share with others ways in which we were able to overcome. One thing I didn't mention when I started my introduction is that not only am I an author and a speaker and a coach and a publisher, but I'm also, my husband and I are, we're the first family. So he is a senior pastor and I also serve in ministry as obviously the first lady and a minister in the ministry. And a lot of times what happens is that we that are in ministry, we don't want to be transparent. A lot of times I've found out that a lot of people, when they look at the first family, they just see what they see on Sunday morning, and they think that that's it. And what they fail to realize is that Monday through Saturday, we're humans too, and we go through and we have problems, and we experience successes, and sometimes we experience failures. And for me, this book was written, I share in there about a story about when there was a point in our marriage that things weren't quite right, and it was me. I was out of order. I had spent a portion of our marriage trying to build a career and trying to accelerate fast in that type of environment. And what I found out was that I was neglecting my family. I was neglecting, I have children, I have three children, and I was so involved in building the business that I was losing my family. And so this book for me gave me an opportunity to minister to other wives of the church or other ministers that might have been feeling what I was feeling but was afraid to talk about it. And talking about it for me was very liberating because it gave me an opportunity to share, but also to reflect in how I could help some other first family not have to experience what we experienced. So for me, transparency is important. So throughout, I talk about other areas of my life in which I needed to be transparent in order to be free. And I know that, you know, someone may be listening now and you may be in a marriage, and from the outside, you know, people looking in and they're saying, oh, you know, they're the perfect couple, or, oh, you know, your family is this, that, and the other. But you may be feeling that your life was out of control, or you might be feeling that you don't have a purpose. And for me, it took what I call that one of these moments where God had to really, like, shake me and say, girl, what are you doing? What are you doing? As a result of the business that I was involved with, I was also missing church. So just imagine the first lady of the church not being in position because she was out building her business. And so for me, that ultimately affected my relationship with God. It ultimately affected my time with Him. And not only did I have to heal or have God to heal my marriage, but I also, you know, I had to get things right with God in reference to that intimacy with Him, because, you know, in actuality, that intimate relationship is more important than any other relationship that we're involved in. And so I think that a lot of times we get off track. I think we get distracted because we want to pursue what everyone else is pursuing, and we want to be like everyone else is being. And that may not be our path or our trail in life. And so being honest to say, look, this is not working. And my husband, you know, flat out asked me, I remember I was driving to work one day, and he called me and he flat out asked me, do I want to be married? And for me, that was a game-changing moment, because up until that time, I never really thought about the actuality that I could lose all that I had because I wanted to further myself in my career. And so the game-changing moment allowed me to reflect and to make some decisions where I don't allow outside influences to affect my marriage. And for us, God healed our marriage, and He gave us tips and strategies as to how to cultivate that intimacy back. Because obviously, if I'm not at home, I'm not present, you know, there was a breakdown in, you know, intimacy. And, you know, as a parent, not being at home, not knowing what my kids were doing, that wasn't cool. So for me, it was getting to that realization that His purpose had to supersede my desires. And sometimes as humans, that's hard for us to grasp, or that's hard for us to swallow, that, you know, God's will should be more evident versus our will. And to, you know, honestly take that assessment and say, okay, am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Am I walking in my purpose? Am I walking in my destiny? Am I walking and am I doing that which I'm born to do? And so for me, I had to reevaluate a lot of that. And it caused me to want to make it happen for others. And how you make that happen for others is, you know, when you start talking to them about what happened for you, what happened with you, rather, it can encourage them to make some changes in their life. So my story is about that journey towards wholeness and what that looked like in my marriage, what that looked like in my career, what that looked like in my physical body, what that looked like in my spiritual body. And I, as I said, it was called Moving Towards Your Best You, versus I could have called the book Make It Happen, I've Moved Towards My Best Me, but that's not it. It's a process. So even after the book is written, or even as life goes on, we are constantly moving towards being that best person. We always say about how our biggest competition should be who we were yesterday, and what can we do today that is a better representation of who we are? What can we do today that was better than what we did yesterday? And so when we make it happen, is we make a intentional, conscientious decision that there's going to be some changes. And we make that intentional decision that things are going to be differently, versus a let it happen mentality is when we just, it is what it is. So when we're intentional and we do things on purpose, that journey of discovering, one, who we are and whose we are becomes more evident. One other thing I like to talk to young people about is that what I call a BTDT, which is that born to do this. So, the sooner that a young person taps into that which they're born to do, I think it makes them more effective in the world. I think it makes them more present in what they're going through. And the sooner that they can find that purpose and the sooner they can walk into that destiny, I think that it helps them become that person which God created them to be. And sometimes, as a young person, I remember being young, and sometimes as a young person, you don't want to hear that. You don't want to hear about purpose, and you don't want to hear about destiny. You want to hear about, how can I experience life to the fullest? But that ultimate satisfaction in life is knowing that that which you are doing at that particular point in life matches up with the purpose and the plan that God has. And so my mission is to touch as many young people's lives as possible, to share with them that how having that foundation at an early age will enable them to live that best life yet and enable them to move towards their best self once they surrender to that purpose and they surrender to that calling or those gifts that God has for them. One other thing I do want to share is that, sometimes God gives us ideas, and a lot of times we look and we look around and see what everyone else is doing, and she's doing that and he's doing that, but at the end of the day, when he gives us those ideas, he wants us to execute them, and we can't worry about what everybody else is doing. We can't worry about their race. We have to worry about our race, and for me in ministry, I spent a lot of time looking at what everybody else was doing, and this person was doing that, and this person was doing this, and I felt that, what about me? Why can't I do this and why can't I do that? And then the question became, why not? Why can't you? So when you stop looking at what everybody else is doing and stop looking at their progress and looking at their ministry and you start to focus on the ministry that God gave you and the ministry that he gave you in order to be effective in the world, it makes a big difference in reference to you obtaining all that he has for you. When I reached that point that my life was out of control and got to the point where I had to get things back together, for me, that was the turning point. And being healed from the things that I was healed from enabled me to be able to tell the story. I wouldn't have been able to tell this story 10 years ago because I was going through it. I wouldn't have been able to share with that. And it's important that when an individual shares their story, it's important that if they're healed from it, they're able to effectively share with others exactly what they went through. And so for me, as I've gone around and started to tell my story across the country in different arenas, I'm finding other people that are walking or have walked in the same shoes that I've had. And they're like, oh, tell me your story. And I tell them my story, and then they're like, wow, I would have never thought that. Or someone that knew me during that time, and they would have never thought, because, that sometimes in ministry we put on the mask and we put on the face and we go, but we're hurting inside. But at the moment that we're able to give those hurts away and to lean and depend on God and for him to provide that wholeness, that's when we are able to authentically walk to move towards our best self possible. And that's what I wanted to share with you guys. It's like, for some of you that feel like there's no hope and you feel like God doesn't listen and you feel like you're the only one that's feeling that, in actuality, you're not. There's many out here that have failed in different things in life, and they failed in plans or attempts, and then they wonder, and then they sit and they wait and want to know what's next. So I encourage you on tonight, if you are where I was and you felt like your life was out of control, that point in which you really surrender to God and that point in which you cultivate the intimacy with Him every day in reading your word, praying to Him, talking to Him, that will build you up where you're at the place that you're able to move past those not so nice things that we don't want to talk about, but we're able to move past that and to be a blessing unto someone else as they're going through their life journey.
Amen. And, you know, that's the truth right there. It says in God's word, through the power of our testimony, others will be healed, delivered, and set free. And myself included, once when God started healing me from things of my past, I was able, like you said, to be able to share even more and to really see the full purpose of why God allowed me to go through all the things I went through. It wasn't for me. It was for the people that He needed me to connect to in my life. And, you know, so praise God. And again, thank Him for allowing Himself to be revealed through you and to the point to where now you're, you know, the whole publishing aspect and helping others and sharing their story. Because, again, you know, when it's another part of the process. We have to go through the process of healing, go through the process of cultivating our relationship with the Lord. And a lot of times it's because, you know, when we have faults and we open up and share those, then there's a deeper healing that is done. Mm-hmm. And I found that when I started writing my story, you know, I'd share my story, but when I sit down and started writing it, there is another healing process that happened because now it's written down. You know, it's not just me speaking it, it's written. And there's a different process in that healing. So if you would, you know, share with the people of God, you know, how they can really get connected to you, how they can get your book. Do you have anything that's coming up before the year ends or, you know, just how they can get in touch with you?
Yes. So I am on social media. You can find me on Facebook. I'm under Author Felicia Lucas. My ministry is also online. It is Take It by Force Ministries, and that's all together, Take It by Force Ministries. I'm also on Twitter, and it's called Move to Your Best You, but the U is a capital, so M-O-V-E to Your Best You, capital U. I'm also on Instagram as Coach Felicia Lucas and on YouTube, Felicia Lucas. And I am really excited about, I have my first anthology that I'm actually heading up. I have 11 other dynamic women, amazing women, that have co-authored with me a book called The Bounce Back. And it's triumphant stories of resiliency and perseverance. And so all of the women in the story, they talk about something that occurred in their life that was a loss or an adverse situation, and how God has helped them to bounce back. And that book is slated to come out in the end of October, so I'm really excited about that. I'm also working on, my husband and I are actually working on a marriage book that we are putting out in the spring of next year. So if you feel that you want to connect with me to read more of my books, you can go to my website, which is FeliciaLucas.com, and on the author tab, you'll see all of my books listed there. I'm also on Amazon, but you can also find me, as I said, on my website. I also have written a teen book that came out this past spring called Get in the Game, and it's a teen's playbook of how to win and to be successful in life. So I take you from middle school through high school, all practical tips and strategies that you're able to be successful. And you'll find that book as well on my website, which is FeliciaLucas.com. And a lot of people ask me about my publishing, and they're like, you know, can you give them more information? And the name of my company is His Glory Creations Publishing, and we were founded on the scripture of 1 Corinthians 10 and 31, and it says, do all whatsoever you do, do to the glory of God. And so our publishing company is about God and excellence. So we are always soliciting for, you know, authors. If you're that person that wants to put your story out in the world and you want a little hand-holding and getting that out, our company would love to chat with you. And you can reach me on my website, FeliciaLucas.com. There's a publishing tab there. You can find your information, and someone from our company will get back with you, and so we can discuss what your publishing needs are, so we can get that going. So we have a lot going on. Our company's excited about. We also have our first conference coming up in October in Raleigh, North Carolina, October of 2017, Raleigh, North Carolina. We're having a women and teens girls brunch called Make It Happen, Move Towards Your Best You, Living Your Best Life Yet. So we're excited about our dynamic speakers that are coming in to share with the women and the teen girls about how they can move to their best life possible.
Amen. And, you know, we all need, even us coaches need coaches, and we need people, you know, to keep us focused and on track and making sure that we're, you know, setting those goals and making those goals, because life happens, you know, and we get easily distracted, even though, you know, being coaches and we get lots of things on our plates and stuff. So, you know, if you ever thought about, you know, do I really need a coach? I'm going to say yes. Everyone needs a coach. You know, even if, you know, it's just even your everyday thing, you know, sometimes my husband, he just started his business almost a year ago this September, you know, with kids and everything going. Coaches keep you focused. They keep you on that path of, you know, let's make sure we're hitting everything that we need to hit. And also, coaches help you to, a lot of times we need to take a break. We need to step back and just relax, you know, and get ready for the next thing. You can't, you'll burn yourself up and you'll burn yourself out. I'm just encouraging you, you know, if you've been thinking about a coach, please reach out to Sister Felicia, because I believe that she has a lot to offer you, and coaching you in that direction. And most importantly, she will help you share your story. She is a woman of God that is, you know, has been called to help others, you know, come from those painful paths and put your purpose, you know, in your passion and drive and get it out there. Because I'm telling you, when I wrote my first book, it was like, it was a big release, you know, and I thought that I had dealt with a lot of things that I wrote about, but ultimately God said, no, we got to go a little bit deeper, because, you know, when you have a corrupted seed, a lot of times you can just barely scratch the surface, and you got to keep digging, and you got to keep pulling, you know, all these roots out, because it has such a huge root system. And so writing is a part of that healing process. So again, please reach out to Sister Felicia and have her and her company help you write that story and get that book written. And again, thank you so much for wanting to come on and sharing what God is doing within your life and just allowing him to be, you know, God in your life and direct your steps and say, you know, you have to spend more time with me and you know, building your marriage and everything. And I'll definitely have to have you come back on again and share, you know, about the conference and your marriage book. But we only have less than 60 seconds. So if you would, please, real quickly, just kind of wrap things up and say your goodbyes and give your website again for where people can make contact to you.
Yes, so thank you again for having me on the show. And as she said, you know, my desire is that you move to your best you, and if telling your story to the world, that will give you an opportunity to leave that legacy. And I always say that, you know, years from now, my great-great-great-grandchildren will have a permanent record of how their grandmother lived her life, and that legacy will, you know, your books will outlive you. So if you feel compelled that you want to work with me, feel free to contact me on my website, which is www.FeliciaLucas.com. And God bless each of you, and thank you so much for tuning in.
You are so welcome. Thank you all so much for tuning in, and God bless you, and good night.